homesick. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death." The book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 14 to 17. The story of the prodigal son, a young man who was so impatient and proud. He ends up asking for his inheritance while his father is yet alive, and he soon leaves home. According to the story, he was living it up. He was balling out of control until he lost control. He lost control of his spending habits until he found himself so broke with no friends in sight. Things had gotten so bad that he ends up at an all-you-can-eat slop bucket buffet that is strictly for the pigs. It is in this horrific state that he comes to his senses and realizes that he needs to suck up his pride and go home. Have you ever been at the place where you feel like you just want out of the restrictions of your life? You figure the best thing to do is to leave and start a new life? Well, don't be fooled, my friend, because you won't find a bed of roses out there. In fact, the truth is, you'll find neither bed nor roses, because pride will make you give up a place of certainty for a place of uncertainty. Pride will fill your heart and empty your pockets in the same breath. I beg of you, don't let pride breathe on you. Dear Lord, help us to realize that there are times when you will have to leave the pity party that you've thrown for yourself a bit early, just to avoid going to the after party of distress. You will have to encourage yourself and snap out of it like the prodigal son. See, what he knew was pig food. Pig food became the latest cuisine. What was unknown to him was how his father would react if he returned home. I don't want you to think he was eating before the pigs. That is unrealistic. He was feasting at the same time as the pigs. Sometimes we are not keen to observe just how far we have drifted until we begin to take note of the people we have surrounded ourselves with. I'm speaking to someone today who is no longer feasting at the table of mercy, and the place where you feast, you never even bother to say grace because you have forgotten how amazing it is. You have now become the honored guest of people whose attitudes reflect pigs. What are you doing there? Why have you left your father's house just to settle for the rejected of the world? In their eyes, you're not worth much, but your father's waiting to throw you a party. Would you not rather go home? Are you not drained? Are you not frustrated? Haven't you had enough? At this point, you're starting to ask yourself, will my father accept me like this? Will the odor of my life be too repelling for him? Will the smell of the many bottles I have downed be too intoxicating for him? Or the whiff of my years of smoking that Mary Jane? Will the pungent smell of the many times I've cursed push him away? Or the stench of how many partners I've been with? Look at me. I'm a mess. I can't go home like this. But I have no other choice. But what are people gonna think? What are people gonna say if I show up like this? Will they laugh at me? Will they mock me? Will they scorn me? Will they even recognize me? On top of that, I wonder if my family misses me. Man, how did my life get this bad? I just want to be at a place where, hey, Porky, what you do that for, man? I was just going to eat that. Now you drooled all over it. Oh man, last time Porky drooled on my stuff, man. Forget it, man. Guess I'm gonna have to eat it anyway. Man, life sure is hard. I wonder if I should just go home. What is my dad's number? I can't even remember. It's been so long. I'm so confused. I wonder if he still is at the same place. I'm gonna have to go and find out. Cause I can't do this anymore. Eating with pigs? This is not me, man. I gotta go, man. Hey, yo, swine. Here's some banana and some pumpkin skins, man. Porky Jude all over it, but it's still good. Hey, yo, hog and boar, peace out, man. Piggy and piglet, I'll catch you guys later. Man, I'm out, man. This life is not for me. I'm going home to my father's house. See, I found out that in life you have friends for the money and friends for the fame, friends for the bling and friends for the name. But sadly, one day you'll realize of all the friends that came that you don't really have a friend until you have a friend that is still a friend in your greatest shame. JX Legister.